الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be Islam, the last light of hope for mankind. And mainly I say this because Allah sent various messengers to the people. And also those were messengers, those who were prophets. He sent it to the people, warned the people. The people initially was on a straight path, but then they started winding away from the straight path and going to other directions, which off the path. Meaning you're going other directions, you're going away from the direction towards a straight path towards Allah. And so man did it. Then Allah would send another messenger. The man did it again, meaning going off the path. Allah sent another messenger. And so again, another warner. So a man did it over the years since mankind was created. And they keep doing the same things over. And so Allah sent the final messenger and the final faith to mankind to save mankind from themselves, to save mankind from the torture of the hellfire. This is Allah's mercy. And so that's the picture I want you to understand about Islam. And that is Islam, the last light of hope for mankind. So I'm going to focus more so on hope. One of the definitions or hope has been defined as being, hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or in the world at large. And so we see here, when a person hears something about hope, then they have some expectation, positive expectation that something's going to happen. For example, you might even have politicians where you live, or you heard about it before. They bring this thing, this new thing called hope to the people because some people need it. They're poor, they're being abused, all these kind of things. So you may have some politicians that may say, look, you elect me. Let me get in this position. You don't have to worry about being abused anymore. You have to worry about your jobs. You have to worry about health care, all these various things, crime, all the very things that they give, that they know what the people want. And they give them hope that you select or elect me, I will take care of that. I am your hope for success. I am your hope to pull you away from the destruction of that is happening around you on a daily basis. And so, I just want to mention it to you because this is what a lot of people do. Now, you may have politicians do it, you may have a leader do it, whomever. They may give you this hope. I'm not saying the false sense of hope or one that is not false. I'm just letting you know that sometimes people use hope as a way to get people to vote for them. to put them in a particular position. Now, if they do what they say they're going to do or say they're going to do, that's up to them. You all know and you keep track of what people say they're going to do and they don't do it. So that's up to you all. Come to your own conclusion. I'm not even going to touch that. And so we also have one of the great sayings that a brother, he left the masjid after one of the prayers. And then he met a young man on the street, and the man wanted to know about Islam. He asked the question, "Tell me about Islam." And so the individual told the person about Islam, because people are out there, they are struggling, and they're looking for hope. Something that's going to help them in this world, because when politicians and others promise you something, they promise you maybe something, some hope for this world. But you have Islam that is promising you that if you obey Allah and guarantee you obey Allah and obey His Prophet, that you looking for the hope, you have success in this life and in the next life. Not just for this life and not just for getting particular people in positions. No, it's to help the soul and help the people who are on the brink or who are on the edge of going into the hellfire, pulling them back away from the hellfire. And that's the hope that Islam is giving, pulling people away from the hellfire and pointing them in a direction towards Allah and pointing a direction towards paradise, which is the opposite of the hellfire. Because Allah also says in chapter 2, verse 218, open up your Quran. That's the only text I asked you to bring with you. And that's chapter 2, verse 218. And so you should be able to reach that with no problem if you have your book with you. If you don't have your Quran with you, you can always order someone for free, get one from the library, and so you can buy one if you want. So you always have one. And come in whatever languages that you may speak. And the Quran itself is in Arabic, but it may be translated with a loose translation in whatever language that you speak. French, Spanish, Urdu, wherever you speak, then they may translate the Quran into that language from the Arabic into the language so you can better understand it. But this particular verse, and again, chapter 2, verse 218, and it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And it basically says, surely those who are believers and migrated and struggle in the path of Allah, they can hope for mercy of Allah, and Allah is forgiving, most merciful. And so here we're saying they can, those who struggle, those who are believers in the path of Allah, as-sirat al-mustaqim, is that they had the hope for the rahmah, for the mercy from Allah, and may Allah have mercy on each and every one. Again, ulaika yarjuna rahmatallahi wallahu ghafurur rahim. And so this is what we're hoping for. We're hoping for the mercy from Allah, because Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. To struggle and migrate towards Allah, and you struggle on Allah's path, it is not going to be easy. There are different other paths that lead off the straight, so wrote them as the straight path, that's going to take you awry. It's going to take you in the direction you should not go. But you will always want to stay on that on that straight path towards Allah. Is it going to be challenging? Yes. Was it challenging today for many of you? More than likely it was. If it's going to be challenged after we finish, more than likely it will be. And what is it going to be challenging for you later on? Then more than likely it will be, but you ask Allah to help you for the challenge that you may meet, and that you continue your struggle towards Allah and do your best to try to stay on that straight path. And ask Allah to forgive you if you go astray. Go to Allah over and over again and ask for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving. He is a Rahman. He is the one. He is the one in forgiving. He is the one where you do wrong, you ask for forgiveness. If your sins, I said it to you before, if your sins are high or mount up to the sky, Allah forgive all of it except for associated partners with them. It's like the foam of the ocean. Those who live near the ocean comes onto the shore, and then you see this foam. If you're there right now listening to me, and you see this foam coming from the water onto the beach, even if it's that much of your sins, Allah forgive you. If it's high as a mountain, Allah forgive you. Allah forgives all sins. We go to Allah and repent, but the thing that He does not forget is associated partners with Him. We cannot commit shirk or be mushrik. That's a person who commits shirk, which is associated partners with Allah. You don't want to do that. Never, ever do you want to do that. And if you want forgiveness from Allah, for if you're doing that, I've done that before, you ask forgiveness from Allah. I made that mistake. And again, Allah is most merciful and he's most forgiving. So don't be afraid to ask Allah for His forgiveness. And of course, when you seek forgiveness from Allah and repent from Allah, Tawbah, then Allah will forgive you. That's of course in Allah's hands to forgive or not to forgive. But you at least ask Allah, yeah, Allah, forgive me for this thing that I've done, for this shortcoming that I did. That'd be totally up to you and totally up to Allah to forgive you. But it's not too late as long as you have breath in your body. The ones who died and did not submit to Allah, it's too late for them. You can't do nothing for them. But the thing you could do for yourself is that you can stop what you're doing. And one of the things that you do when you're talking about repenting, or seeking Tawbah, then you immediately stop doing that thing. You feel sorry, some kind of sorrow about what you did, and you don't repeat that thing over again. That's one of the criteria when you're talking about you're gonna repent to Allah, and you're not gonna do that thing all over again. But let me move on. And also, I want to talk about another thing, which is talking about the hope, for the people, or the best example of hope. And you can find this in chapter 33, verse 21. Again, chapter 33, verse 21. That's 2:1 verse. And it says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِهِ أُسْرَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ تُلْ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ وَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرٌ. And it says here, you have indeed in the life of Rasul. Again, it says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So you're talking about in the life of Rasul, the best example or the best model for him whose hope is in Allah in the day of the hereafter. And he engages himself much in remembrance of Allah. This is one of the things that the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, that he used to do. And that he would engage over and over again in remembrance of Allah. It said, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, which is the last day, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرٌ, and that he remembers Allah much. He does not stop the remembrance of Allah. And that's forgiveness from Allah. And we have to do the same thing. You want a good example of what to follow? Because many times, the people around you, they're not a good examples for you. You may think so because they're famous. That does not make them good examples. Or because they have a certain amount of money, it does not make them the best examples for you. The best example for the people is the Prophet, may peace be upon him. Allah says this in chapter 33, verse 21, is that he is the example, is the best example for hope in Allah and akhir, and that in the last day. One time, one of the companions that asked the prophet's wife, this is after he was dead, he said, "What what was the character of the prophet?" And she answered, she said, basically, you know, did you not read the Quran? Or his character was that of the Quran. That's what his character. You want to know about his character? His character still lives on by reading Quran. That book that you all have, that's a prerequisite for this class, is to have the Quran text. And you don't have to just read the text while we're in class. You can read it anytime. I'm not saying anywhere, because you can't read it in the places where you relieve yourself in the bathroom or whatever. But you can read it and find out information you need to know to help you to grow and to give you the hope that you need and to understand the example of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, because his example was in the book. To this day, he died over 1,400 years ago. To this day, his example is inside the book, the Quran. That's what we're supposed to do similar to what's in the book, and because that's what he did. What was in the book or is in the book, he followed that. And you want to parrot anything, you follow what's inside Quran. Each and every one of you, I'm advising you to please do so. And part of your homework assignment from now until next time, the next class, read something from Quran and then implement it in your life. Then you read something next week and implement it and put it into your life. And you find every time you implement it into your life, you replace some of the bad things with the good things from Quran. And sooner or later, you find out that you become a better person, a kinder person, have a better character because you're implementing what's in Quran, what Allah says to do, what He directs you to do. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, I leave you two things, and if you follow these things, you cannot go wrong, or you will not go wrong. That is Quran and his Sunnah, meaning his way, his path. So you follow what it says in the book of Allah, and also you can read for yourself about what the prophet did and what he did not do. And you find the gentleness of him, the kindness of him. You'll find this, and you want any hope of success in this world, also success in the next world. And again, remember Allah much. And like I said, wal yawmil akhirah, and remember Allah much. And so please, my student, I beg of you to do just that. And so let me go on. Also, when you're talking about how to gain hope, and one of the ways in which we gain hope is what it says, another verse in Quran. It's going to be in chapter 35, verse 29. Again, chapter 35, verse 29. And it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهَ بِاللَّهِ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ أنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. I try to read it slow for you all, so maybe if I read it fast, you won't get it, or you may not get it, I don't know. I try to read it just a little bit slow and not real fast to you. So maybe you basically get what I'm saying, particularly those who know Arabic. I hopefully you understand what I'm saying. And now it says in this particular verse, surely those who recite the book of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ establish salah, wa aqam as-salat, spend out of what we have given them, secretly or openly. May hope for imperishable gain. So we have here, again, reciting the book of Allah, making the prayers, establishing the prayer, spending out what Allah has given you openly and secretly, and you get gain that will never go away. Imperishable gain. So you're talking about here, when you're talking about hope, you're talking about may hope for imperishable gain. Those people who establish the prayer, spend out of what they have been given them, openly and secretly, and they have a hope for gain that never goes away, never disappears. Just by simply reading the book of Allah, establishing, praying to Allah, spending out of what Allah has given us, spending it openly or secretly, and we have some gains that never go away and never dissolve and never disappears. And so let me go to the next one. When you're talking about hope, it's going to be in chapter 4, verse 104. Again, chapter 4, verse 104. And because our time is running short, I'm just going to read it in English. Do not show weakness in following up and following up the enemy. If you are suffering hardship, they too are suffering similar hardships. Moreover, you have hope to receive reward from Allah while they have none. Allah is the knowledgeable wise. And so even those that's going against you, yes, you're feeling some pain or going through some kind of hardship, but your hardship is nothing in comparison to their hardship. It says here, and that they too are suffering similar hardship. Also remember that you have hope to receive reward from Allah, and they do not have any hope of that. Even if our hardship are equal, same length, same weight, you put it on a scale, it weighs the same. Even if that is happening, you have hope to receive reward from Allah while they have none. So just stay on the right path. People are going to go after you, particularly if you decide to become Muslim. And you may have people that you thought that love you, care about you. You make your choices, but you make the choice of being Muslim, then I guess you really find out how much they really care about you. Are they going to kick you out the house because you say, now I'm Muslim? Or because you dress differently? Or you no longer eat pork? Or you treated people in a nice and kind way? And you make the five daily prayers, a fast to the month of Ramadan. And so that's the thing is, and so they make you may suffer some hardship from these people. Get out my house. No, you're going to eat what we eat. It doesn't matter. And so you might be suffering hardship. They may even suffer a similar hardship, but your hope is with Allah because you're obeying Allah. Because you're trying to stay on the right path. On ala sirata mustaqim. That's what you're trying to do to the best of your ability. So my beautiful student, let me move on because our time is running short. Also, Allah says, you could turn to it too if you like. Okay, this is going to be Surah Al-Asr. It's near the end. ASR. I'm gonna let you go and look that up. Go to the what you call the table of contents, and you look at Asr. It's more near the end, in the last 100 or so, or less than that. And you'll find Asr there. And it says, "Wal Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, ila alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr." And it says, "By the token of time through the ages, verily man is in loss, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in a mutual teaching of truth and of patience and consistency. So it says here about man being lost. They don't stay on the right path. You're lost. If you don't stay on the path toward and hope and stay on the path of, towards Allah, then you are one that is considered lost. And it says what? Except such as have the faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teaching of truth, of patience, and consistency. Sabr basically means patient. And so we want to be that person or these people. When you're talking about having the hope and don't be the ones that go on astray. And staying on that right path, no matter what other people do. The success is what? It's just those who do righteous deeds and join together in mutual teaching of truth and of patience and consistency. Also was said by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings upon him, said, seek the time in which hope is placed on a Friday from after the afternoon prayer till sunset. This is, for example, we have the afternoon prayer around noon, 1 o'clock. So somewhere in there you have this great hour where you can make this supplication to Allah, time you can make to Allah, and Allah be very forgiving. And that's to sunset until what we call Maghrib prayer, when you have the redness in the sky coming from the west or going down in the west, because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And so that's a good time to pray to Allah and seek His help and guidance and seeking hope. I'm doing that particular time. And I want to go on and read something else, and that is narrated by the Messenger, may peace be upon him, said, when you go in to visit an invalid, express a hope that he will live long. That will not avert anything, but it will comfort him. And so this is the thing that must keep in mind. You go visit someone who is sick, and so you pray. You don't know where the person is going to die. You might die before that person laying in their bed. And so you pray that Allah gives this person a longer life. Oh, Allah, He has control over sickness. Oh, Allah, relieve this person of this sickness and relieve them and let nothing like left behind. Nothing, as you relieve them from the sickness, that nothing is left behind. Now, this is one of the du'as that you make for the person that is sick or invalid. You make this supplication for the person. Muslims, we get a lot of rewards when we visit a person in the hospital. Angels pray for us on our way to the hospital, while we're there in the hospital with the person, and then when we're going back home. And so this is what the angels do to the people or for the people that go to visit the people. You don't brag about anything like that. I went to visit so-and-so today. You may encourage other people to visit so-and-so. Or you encourage them to make dua, a supplication for the individual, and give this person some hope. And they put their hope in Allah, not necessarily in medicine or anything like that, but they put the hope in Allah. Allah bless people to make the medicine to help to heal them, yes. Allah gave them ability or the certain skills that doctors and nurses and other health professionals have. Allah giving them those skills. And so may Allah bless these people with those skills. But still, you don't forget Allah and put your hope in Allah and ask Allah to relieve you of whatever is going on with you. And the last thing I want to read is that even having hope in a person that's on their deathbed, as I mentioned before, is reported by Anas that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, went to see a young man who was on his deathbed. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, asked him, how are you? The young man said, I hope for Allah's pardon, but I am fearful because of my sins. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, these two things never gather in the heart of a person at such a time without Allah granting him what he hopes for and sheltering him from what he dreads. So the thing is, a person lay on a deathbed and a log, two things gather in a person's heart: what he hopes for, and also sheltering him, what he dreads. I don't want to die, whatever it is. Let me not get sicker. And so these two things can't be in the person's heart. And so they pray to Allah for what they need and what their wants are. So my beautiful students, please, I pray Allah give you the hope that you need and the comfort you need to be better people. And look at Islam as an alternative to whatever you're doing right now. A better alternative to whatever you're going through right now. Something that's going to give you the hope you need to establish you firmly on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and stay away from those things that are going to leave you astray, away from the straight path. To find out and to learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, visit whyislam.org, International Online University, also American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.